This morning, as I begin my message, you know, last week we talked about not today, Satan. And I think about this whole Easter season and how Jesus was able to look at Satan and say, not today, Satan. You're not going to get me today, Satan. And last week we talked about how Jesus was up in the wilderness and he was being tempted by Satan for 40 days and 40 nights. But the thing is, he came down from that mountain, and as he began his journey, knowing that the end was near on this Palm Sunday, he knew his time was coming to a close. And as we celebrate that, I want us to think about our own lives. I want to us to think about how much do we actually honor him. How much do we actually praise him? How much do we actually show him that we love him? You know, God gave his biggest gift to us, his son. Now, I don't know about you, but to give my son for you is going to be hard for me. I love my kids. And God loved his son, and he was willing to give his son so that we could have life. And his son knew that his purpose on the earth, and he knew that his time was running close. I want to read this little legend. It says, there's a legend about an ancient village in Spain. The villagers learned that the king would pay them a visit. In thousands of years, a king had never come to that little village. So the excitement grew. We must throw a big celebration, they said. The villagers all agreed, but it was a poor village, and there weren't many resources there. But someone came up with a great idea, a classic idea. Since many of the villagers made their own wines, the idea was for everyone in the village to bring a large cup of their choice wine to the town square. They said, "We'll pour it all into one large vat and offer it to the king for his pleasure. And when the king drinks the wine, it will be very good to him. It will taste the best because we have all given our best." Well, the day of the king's arrival came, and hundreds of people had lined the streets to make their offerings to the honored guest. They climbed a tiny stairwell, and they poured their gift into a small opening in the top of this vat. They finally got the vat full, and the king arrived and was escorted to the square. And he was given a silver cup and was told to draw some wine, which represented the best the villagers had. He placed the cup under the spigot, and he turned the handle, and then he drank the wine. But it was nothing more than water. You see, every villager reasoned, "I'll withhold my best wine and substitute water. With so many cups from everyone else, my water will not matter in the vat. The king will never know the difference. He will never know that I just gave a cup of water." The problem was, everyone thought the same thing, and the king was greatly dishonored. You know, so many times we come into God's house and we stand there and we don't praise, we don't worship. We say, you know, there's plenty of people here. They're all praising and worshiping. I don't need to do that. But we need to come together as a church family, and we need to all praise and worship. Because it doesn't matter what someone else is giving. We have to give our best to the Master. And that's what we need to do today. Palm Sunday, it's a day about celebrating the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and giving him honor. And because of the people, they brought their best gift that day. What was that? Their best gift that day was their praise. You see, because we were created to praise and worship the Master. That's what we were created for. And that's what they brought that day. Their best gift, their praise. And this day marked the beginning of the final week of Jesus' life. The final week that he would live on the earth as the teacher and the prophet and the savior that he went out to be. And I thought about that, and I was thinking, have you ever had a week and it started out awesome? Anybody ever had a week and it just started out? It was the best week you'd ever had. And by the time you got to the end of it, it was a disaster. But let me tell you something. You've never had a week like this for Jesus. You've never had a week like Jesus had this week. And I want you to think about that. This week for Jesus began awesome. He comes into the city and the people are cheering. They're excited to see him. And by the end of the week, they're ready to kill him. And I would like for us to think about this morning. Can you put on your imagination hats? I want you to imagine this. Imagine the main street here in Norwood. Now, many of us have walked that street. You know, we've done the Norwood Day Parade as a church, and we have begun to walk down through that street, and we probably all could just about tell you what's along the way. But I want you to think about this, and if you need to close your eyes and think about it. The route that we take for the Norwood Day Parade, we usually start back here on this back street, this Ashland Avenue. Somewhere along that street we start, but the parade doesn't actually really start until we get about to Ashland Baptist Church over here behind us. And we begin there, and we begin our procession down that little bitty street, and then we get to the main road, Montgomery Road. And we step off there, and we turn the corner, and what do we usually see when we turn that corner? Anybody got an answer? People on both sides lined up, and they're yelling, and they're excited, and they're waiting for their candy. Let's all face it. That's what they're waiting for. They're not waiting for us. They're waiting for their candy. But can you imagine the street of this city where Jesus is about to walk down, and he's, you know, they've come, and they've laid down their cloaks, and they've laid down the leaves on the street so that he doesn't have to walk on the dirt road. Imagine back here on Montgomery Road. We turn that corner, and there we have the auto parts store, and people are outside and they're cheering, and we go on up and there's the library, and then we go on up and there's Surrey Square, maybe your favorite restaurant or your grocery store is there, and the street is lined with people, and they're ready to praise and get excited about what you're doing. You know, we come down through there, and we throw out candy, and kids are running, and adults are running to act like they've never seen a piece of candy before. Get it in your minds. I love the Norwood Day Parade, though. It's so much fun. But can you imagine if Jesus stepped around that corner, and before him, his worshipers were coming before him, and they're singing songs, and they're praising, and they're playing instruments as he's coming down the street, and they're welcoming him in, they're ushering him into the city. Think about that on Montgomery Road in Norwood. What if Jesus came down your street? Think about it. How excited would you be? Would you be so excited that you would have your palm leaves out and you would be yelling, "Worthy is the Lamb! Worthy is the Lamb! Hosanna to the King!" Think about how those streets are lined with people when we go for a parade. That's the way this was in this city. If you would turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 19, verses 28 through 44. I'm going to be reading from the New King James Version. It says, "When he had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass when he drew near to Bethage and Bethany at the mountain called Olivet, that he sent two of his disciples, saying, 'Go into the village opposite you, where you will enter, you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever sat. Loose it and bring it here. And if anyone asks you why you're loosing it, thus you shall say to him, because the Lord has need of it.' So those who were sent went their way and found it, and just as he had said to them. But as they were loosening the colt, the owner of it said to them, Why are you loosening the colt? And they said, the Lord has need of it. Then they brought him to Jesus, and they threw their own clothes on the colt, and as they sat Jesus upon him. And as he went, many spread their clothes on the road. Then as he was now drawing near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees called to him from the crowd, teacher, rebuke your disciples. But he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should keep silent, the stones would immediately cry out. Verse 41 says, now as he drew near, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, if you had known, even you, especially in your day, the things that make for your peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. For days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you, surround you and close you in on every side, and level you and your children within you to the ground. And they will not leave in you one stone upon another, because you did not know the time of your visitation. You see, he entered into that city, and there was so much celebration. Even his disciples, they had walked with him. They knew him. They had seen what he had done, the miracles that he had performed. People from the dead. He had raised people from the dead. He had healed people all along the way. He had delivered people from demons. The disciples had seen that. They came down the road excited. They were excited about Jesus. But you see, he became saddened in his heart because he knew. He knew what was about to happen. He knew how his week was going to be. He knew that by the end of the week, things were going to take a drastic turn. And he said to them, because you do not know the time of your visitation. They did not even realize that Jesus, the Master, the Messiah, was right in their presence as he was on his way to the cross. Some of them may not have even known who he was. You know, a lot of people, you know, they hear about the Norwood Day Parade and they say, oh, I'm going to go there. I'm going to go see that. And they don't know anything about it. You know, we have a grand marshal to the parade, and it's somebody that the city has put in that position. And sometimes many people along the way of the parade are saying, who is that? I don't know who that is. And I'm sure that there were people in the crowd that day said, who is this that's coming? Why is he coming here? What is he doing here in our city? Is there something going on that we don't know about? Why is he come? Where is he headed? Why is he coming through here? So many times, that's the way we are in our lives with Jesus. We say, well, what is he doing here? You know, I'm just not feeling the presence of God. Is he even actually here? And so many times, I think about that song that we used to sing that says, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to answer your cry. And I think about those people that day as they stood on that road praising the Savior. And as he walked through there, he knew his destiny, but they had no idea. And even though he had told the disciples that he was not going to be with them much longer, they had no idea what was coming. But you see, God had already informed his son of his purpose. And as he walked through that city that day, he said, you do not know. You don't even have a clue. You don't even know what's going to happen. You're praising me today, but by the end of the week, you're going to hang me on a cross. And you're going to drive nails in my hands and feet. You see, he was willing to do that because he knew his purpose. And he said, not today, Satan. You're not going to destroy my purpose today. Today is about celebration. Sometimes we need celebration in our lives. We need excitement. We need joy. We need joy every day just to make it through life. Do you allow the joy of the Lord to live inside of you? Do you allow yourself to get excited when you know that He is near? He is near every day, all day long. All we have to do is give ourselves to Him. We have to reach out and touch Him as He comes by. See, He's not too busy for any of us, and He wasn't too busy that day as He walked down that road. I'm sure He greeted folks as He went along the way, as they sang, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. You see, because some of them, they had to realize that their Messiah had walked into their city. Do you realize when Jesus has walked into your city? Do you realize when the Master, the Messiah, is right in front of you? Can you feel his presence? Do you give him celebration? Do you give him the honor that he deserves? You know, as I stood here and sang this morning, as I sang that song, I thought about how willing he was to just go through that week knowing. I thought about as he sat at that table on that Thursday and he broke bread with his disciples and he took communion with them. He knew that the one sitting next to him was going to betray him. And as I said last week, he didn't even try to talk him out of it. Now, if I knew somebody was going to try to kill me, what I would do is I would try to talk him out of it. Wouldn't you? You know, maybe you don't want to do that. But he knew his purpose. He knew what he had to do to accomplish the plan that God had. And that was that he would go to that cross. But as I stood here and sang that this morning, and I sang, worthy is the Lamb. He's worthy. And I thought about how he was willing to give his life for me. He was willing to do it for me. And if you had arrived upon this scene of this Palm Sunday as the people were praising, maybe you would have said, who is this Jesus that you're talking about? Who is this man? I don't know him. But if you're in this building this morning and you've come in here or you're watching online and you don't know this Jesus, let me tell you about my Jesus. That song, let me tell you about my Jesus. My Jesus saves. He forgives. He gives me freedom. He heals. He delivers. He brings people to life. Not just the dead in the physical thought. He brings people who are physically or emotionally dead and their souls are dead. He brings that to life for you. He is a God that frees us from all that holds us back. He's a God that delivers. He's a God that he is our everything. He is our hope. He is our purpose. And if you're that person who's walking down that road and you see this commotion and you say, who is this? I don't know him. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that you can change all of that. Your heart and your soul and your mind can be delivered from all that stuff that is bogging you down so that you can't celebrate. We can give it to Jesus today. He can make you whole. And you can know who it is. You can know his purpose. You can know why he's here. He's here to deliver us. He's here to give us life abundantly. Gets me excited when I think about life abundant. He is able to supply all your need according to his riches and glory. He owns everything. Think about it. You don't have to want for anything. Now, does he always give us what we want? No. Why? Because it might not be what you were supposed to have. It might not be his purpose. And sometimes we have to go through hard things just because we need to see how awesome he is. We need to see how great our God is. Who is this man? He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is our Messiah. He is our Redeemer. And as he drew down that street and he knew his purpose, he knew where he was going. But those people had no idea. And as he began down that street and they began praising and worshiping him, he knew the rest of the story. And just as that day, Jesus is walking down your street. Jesus is making his way down your street. He might be in your home. He's ready to help you. All you got to do is that song, Reach Out and Touch the Lord. Song says, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to answer your cry. He's passing by this moment. All your needs he will supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to answer your cry. He's passing by this moment. All your needs he will supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. If you'll stand with me this morning. If you don't know who this man is, if you don't know this Jesus, he is the peace that gives you the peace that you need each day. As Jesus walks through your life, he is with you every day. He walks the road every day with you. You just got to know when to give him your life. You just need to let him have your burdens. So with every head bowed this morning, if you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, that is the first gift you need, is the gift of life and the gift of freedom and the gift of salvation. So if you're here this morning and you need Jesus as Lord and Savior, I'd like for you to raise your hand. I want to pray with you. Anyone this morning in here? Maybe you're watching online. If you need Jesus, reach out to us. We can help you pray that sinner's prayer. Anyone today? Let's pray that prayer together. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I have sinned. I know that I have come short of your glory. Today I want you to forgive me of all my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I know that you died for me and that you shed your blood on Calvary for me. And I accept you today as my Lord and Savior. Live inside of me. Let your Holy Spirit reside inside of me. I welcome you in my heart as my Lord. Thank you for saving me today. Thank you for walking with me daily. I love you and I give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. As we pray that prayer, if you didn't know Jesus and you prayed that prayer, I believe that he lives inside of you. God is walking with you daily. We need to remember that every day should be a day of celebration. And every day should be a day of excitement. A day of joy and a day of living. You know, God didn't put us here not to live. We need to live every day as if it is our last day. We need to share his gospel with everyone that comes in contact with us. We need to make a difference in people's lives. We need to share that message so that when Jesus walks by, they don't have to say, "Who is that?" They can know that it's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.